Today we start and we continue. We do as we have chosen to. We live our faith in God. We thank God for God's presence with us. God who has created and elevated our lives. God who provides all that is good in our lives. God whose Son has saved us, and God whose Spirit inflames in us a passion to do what is right. Thanks be to God. Today is the beginning, but God's presence with us has no end. God will always be with us. God will always be good. God will always love us, and to that there will be no end. We can trust in God. The hand is extended. The possibility is presented. An opportunity is made clear because God is here. Change can bring anxiety, and no matter what kind of change it is, anxiety can make us feel troubled. And there are times when we may feel as if we have troubles enough. Have you ever had a moment where you wanted to believe? When you wanted to let go and know, not assume, and not presume, not second guess, know that everything is going to be all right. No more tears. No more waking up in the middle of the night and losing sleep. No more wondering how it's all going to work out. There are times when you're scared and you're tired and you feel beat up. And you need to know that things will work out. You hear people telling you that it's all going to be okay. But you think that's what anyone would say to make you feel better, to calm you down, to help you keep going on. But how do they know anyway? How can anyone say it's going to be okay? In the case of our sermon scriptures today, they know because they are God. God who made the day and the night and our lives. God who gives us free will and then walks beside us as we live our lives through it. God who never leaves us, always cares about us, and wants us to be well. God who is as real as our problems. God who sees us through our problems. God who is the source of all things good. Today's sermon scriptures are sometimes dismissed because of their simplicity. But Jeremiah 29:11 and Deuteronomy 31:6 can be easily consumed and can easily bring consolation. But these scriptures can also be easily rejected through an underlying uncertainty, an uneasiness that we may have, knowing that life is not simple and that our prayers are not always answered with a yes. And maybe, as some of the distrust we may feel about these scriptures comes from thinking that they were written for somebody else. And Jeremiah 29:11 comes from a letter written by the prophet Jeremiah to the Jewish exiles in Babylon. In that letter is a message from God. The message states that things are going to get better. Things will be all right. You can trust in God. And Jeremiah's message assures the exiles that despite their current suffering and displacement, God has a plan for them. It's of restoration and well-being. Jeremiah asked the displaced people of Israel to turn to God, to pray with their whole hearts, and know that God has promised them guidance and a return to their homeland. The exiles will have to wait a little bit for that, but it will happen. God has promised this, and God doesn't break God's promises. God's plan is always to provide a positive outcome, even when one doesn't seem likely. And this was true during the time of our sermon scriptures, and it's still true now. But God offers hope and a future, happiness and not harm. With God, challenges are temporary and a part of a larger plan. We may not see God's plan. We may have trouble seeing anything but the situation we're currently involved in. We may be uncertain about God's presence, but I assure you, God is there. God has always been there. God was there when this historic church was founded. God was there when this country was founded. God is here as we move forward in God's grace. Yesterday, our country celebrated its 250th anniversary. This country was born through the certainty we found in our shared ideals. We grow as we pursue our ideals and trust in their source, our Father God. As we follow the example of God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and as we do the good work of discipleship, enabled by the work of the Holy Spirit. Now is a moment to look back in gratitude and look forward in faith. We sometimes keep God behind a curtain, woven from sadness and anxiety or resignation. We then forget that we put God there. But call out to God and watch God appear. Watch God tear away the curtain that our doubts hid God behind. See as God strides across our life stage. Listen as God delivers the lines that you need to hear. God's nature is redemptive. God's being is love. The Israelites were waiting. They'd been traveling in the desert for 40 years, alternatingly despairing and praising, hoping and praying to enter the promised land. Deuteronomy 31:6 is found in the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Torah, the Old Testament. The scripture is part of Moses' final address to his people. Moses is about to hand over his leadership to his assistant, Joshua. It's a big change for the Israelites. It's a big change for Moses and Joshua. And change can be scary sometimes. And the unknown is scary often. If we just knew that the future would be great, we wouldn't be afraid to get there. We're not always sure about what lies ahead. We're not always sure that our directions or our perceptions are true. The Israelites were not always sure either. And they were uncertain about their fate while in Babylon. And they were uncertain about their fate while they wandered through the desert for 40 years. And even when the promised land could be seen on the horizon, they remained unsure of where their lives might end. Moses offered his people assurance. Moses could do that because he knew God. Moses encouraged the Israelites. He told them to trust in the Lord. Trust even as they face challenges. Trust even as they feel fear. Trust even in the moments of their deepest despair. Trust even though time continued to stretch out year after year as they sought their promised land. Trust does not require certainty. You can choose trust even when there is a chance to fail. Trust does not require perfection. You can be aware of your limitations. You can be aware of every single complication surrounding your life, and you can still give trust. Trust does not have to be logical. It may be something that makes no sense to anyone but you, to anyone but those who know of God. Trust is not a perfect explanation. Trust is a perfect solution when it is faith in a perfect God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. That's from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in God. And I do. Because I know what God can do. I grew up poor in a gritty little town of immigrant ancestors who worked hard in pursuit of the American dream. From there, God brought me here. I was a cradle Catholic who converted to Protestantism as an adult when I learned the true nature of grace, something that we are all freely given and we could never earn by ourselves. God set me free. Methodism is my chosen denomination because of its mix of heart and head, and because it is unafraid to ask questions, knowing that every answer focused on Christ will always lead us closer to understanding Christ and further away from any confusion or sin. God brought me to this understanding. There was a time when every single day of my life involved receiving some form of abuse. God took me from that and gave me a good life. And there was a time when I was 12 years old that my mother had left me. My father was long gone, and I was sitting on a bare floor in a mostly empty apartment, crying. Here I am. I'm surrounded by family. So many things happened in my life. You may come to know these things in time, but you can know now that God was always there, and God has always brought me, and God will always bring you to something better. There are times that are frightening. There are times that hurt bad. There are times when everything feels wrong and it seems impossible that anything could go right. But there is no time that there is not God. There is no time when God is not with us and God does not love us. No time when God is not planning something better for us. God has always given me better. God's led me here. God's love for us is the greatest that we will ever know. There are always times, and this is a time, to hear God say, "Trust in me." We say when we're frustrated that let the always something be God. And there are times when a leap of faith feels like it's from the top of a very high building. And I don't know about you, but I'm afraid of heights. I really am. The light at the end of the tunnel sometimes seems like another train. The pain, the sadness, the anxiety of today seems like it's going to be forever. But the only thing that is truly forever is God. God who is love. God who is in you. God who is with you forever. These words of mine are not meant solely as platitudes, as praises for God. These words are meant to be heard as certainty. These words are proven things. You can't trust in God.